Government officials in Chad say about 70% of girls under 16 are forced into marriage to men who are at times older than their parents. More than 25% of women in the conflict-ridden country say they were sexually abused.
Nous voulons riposter contre l'immunité et la culture du viol et du silence.
That's why 27-year-old Voyang Claudine is telling a crowd at N'Djamena Central Market to fearlessly denounce all forms of abuses on women and girls. Voyang says women activists in Chad strongly condemn early marriages and what she calls a culture of gang rape spreading through conflict-ridden towns and villages in Chad. Voyang is a victim of sexual violence and spokesperson for the Association of Chad's Indigenous Women. More than half of the women who asked the association for help were either sexually assaulted or raped, while about 80 were forced into early marriages by their parents, Voyang said. She said all of the women and girls who resisted abuses on their rights were physically assaulted. Activists in the Central African state say they are using the ongoing 16 days of activism against gender-based violence to educate civilians, especially traditional rulers and religious leaders, against traditional practices they say are harmful to women. Epiphany Dionrang is the president of the Chadian Women's Rights League, a non-governmental organization that fights to empower women with rights, freedoms and opportunities.
C'est tout le thème riposter et se reconstruire après les violences que nous entendons cette.
She says this year's theme for the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence in Chad, which is fight back and rebuild after violence, is a clarion call to all civilians to amplify voices of survivors, give moral, psychological and financial support to women and girls, and strengthen feminist movements to reduce and prevent all forms of violence against women and girls and protect women's rights. Speaking on state TV, Dionrang said her organization is part of several dozen humanitarian and rights groups that are visiting towns and villages in Chad to raise awareness, educate civilians, and make sure that women are protected. She said their aim is to encourage communities to give equal access to education for boys and girls and stop female genital mutilation, which some men erroneously think makes women remain faithful in marriage. Amina Priscil Lonko is Chad's Women's and National Solidarity Minister. She spoke on Chad State TV on Tuesday.
D'accord, apporter une réponse adéquate à ces nombreuses et fréquentes violences de son excellence.
She says Chad President Mahamat Idriss Déby, who has a strong political will to end all forms of violence, has ordered his government to make sure women who are abused or whose rights are violated have free access to justice and medical and psychological care. Moki. Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.